people are very apt at surviving, and they all have a cliff edge that they're going to fall over. And what we found last time is we met a whole group of people that fell over that cliff. And on Saturday, when we started hearing on the news that there might be another lockdown, we saw a definite spike. So again, we've got another group of people who've been quite resilient and been able to manage. And then with the thought of 3 weeks lockdown, they've reached that point where they're not. So I think it's about the resilience of people. We're picking people up where their resilience has reached the end. We don't know what the future is going to hold. But what I will say is that those people that keep finding this cliff edge and they're falling over, if there's nowhere else to go, do you go online, look at manxsolidarityfund.com/apply and put your application in, and we'll view it to see if it meets our criteria.
Are you reaching everyone you want to, Peter? Do you think everybody who is at that cliff edge, like you said, do you think they know about the Manx Solidarity Fund and what you can do to help?
We sometimes worry that we're not reaching them. And so we do a lot of advertising on social media, and that seems to us the best way to get the message through. But sometimes, you know, people, if they're in isolation and they're not connecting with the outside world, they could be worrying. And they're not going to be seeing us or think that they're going to be the right candidate for us. So I'd urge anybody that's listening, if you know anybody that's struggling and they don't know where to turn to, just give them a nudge in our direction. And I don't mean that by prying into other people's personal lives, but just in a general conversation, you know, if people start banding the word about Manx Solidarity Fund, anybody struggling, just put that word out. And then, you know, hopefully we can pick anybody up who's been missed.
Would the Manx Solidarity Fund need to exist if government schemes were adequate?
That's a bit of a chicken and egg question, which one comes first, because it's very difficult for me to answer. And in an ideal world, probably not, but we don't live in an ideal world. And we live in a world that sometimes things get missed, people make mistakes, and people do fall through cracks.